Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And good morning. Allison Williams is Senior U.S. Banking and Cards Analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence. She's on the line with us now to look ahead to the banking outlook for 2017. Allison, good morning. And I'm going to go out on limb here and say that the outlook must look bright, judging by the reaction to the election of Donald Trump that I've heard from some of the leading executives in the industry.
Well, certainly the stocks seem to be evidencing some optimism as we go into the year. And I think if you look at the outlook for the banks and you think about sort of what the challenges have been over the last several years, regulation has been the key secular challenge, rates have been the key cyclical challenge, and with the change in the administration, there may be more reason for optimism going into 2017 than at any time since the financial crisis.
Yeah, what are these banking executives like the most? Is it rates? Is it the prospect of more government spending to start stirring up lending in the economy? Is it the prospect of relaxed regulation?
I think it's a combination of things. And if you look at the stocks that have moved the most, Bank of America has been one of the best performers among U.S. banks, but actually it's been the regional banks that have been not just a good performer since Trump, but performing well for the year. So regional banks up almost 30% for the year. Meanwhile, the investment banks, which are also expected to benefit from a lighter regulatory touch, really only up 5% on the year because of a lot of the worries that really plagued the stocks throughout the first half. So if you think about, what's plagued the revenue side of the equation, it really has been interest rates. So we have now the second rate hike from the Fed. Expectations are for two or three hikes next year, two, I think, being the view of the Bloomberg Intelligence economics team. And really, short-term interest rates are what is key for the majority of the banks. We've had a big move in long rates, reflecting, as you pointed to, the outlook for more fiscal spending, but it's really short rates that will help the bank's interest margins.
And just how does that help the banks?
Well, if you think about it, it's the way that the banks are positioned, and it's really about how their balance sheets are positioned. If you have a certain amount of loans that are tied to short-term rates and those rates adjust, you get an immediate impact, whereas for loans tied to longer-term rates, you really need to roll that book over a period of time. And so it's really just the way that the books are positioned. Also, in terms of the yield curve, which is another key for banks, it is helpful to have higher rates on the long end while rates stay lower on the short end, because that obviously increases the spread that you can earn on your loans. However, banks like J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon has pointed it out that even though the yield curve is great and it's great to have a steeper curve, you really have the short-term rates. And I guess one third thing I'll throw in for the banks, and this isn't such a factor for the U.S. banks, but perhaps one for the Europeans, the other positive that we have now going into 2017 is helping to put some of these big legacy legal issues behind them. So most of the U.S. banks have already done this. But this has been a key worry for Deutsche Bank, and those worries sort of had spilled over into the stocks earlier in the year. And so, again, getting a big issue behind.
Okay, our chief U.S. banking and cards analyst, Allison Williams, from Bloomberg Intelligence. Thank you very much. You're listening to Bloomberg Daybreak on Bloomberg Radio.